This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. I don't even know where to start. How are you?
Yeah, Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. I don't really know where to start either. That was actually supposed to be my line, Howard. We've had a very, very dramatic and very tense day yesterday with the release of the three hostages, Emily Damari, Romy Nogonen, and Doron Steinbrecher. And I think for me, the moment that really said it all was when the Israeli commentator said, as the three girls were passed from the Red Cross car to the IDF, the commentator said, the three girls are walking on their own. Mm. They are strong enough to walk on their own. Mm. And that kind of summarizes for me what our expectations were, what we thought we might receive, and indeed what happened yesterday, because incredibly, all three of them were really walking on their own steam. They look quite well. There is no sign of them being undernourished. They have lost body weight, undoubtedly, but they all look strong and strong in spirit. The spirit was just incredible. And as I say, the day was just filled with such tension and anticipation and high drama, as it all turned out. There were so many things that stood out in my mind. But I'd like to start, if I may, just be talking about Emily Damari. She was kidnapped from Kibbutz Kfar Aza on the 7th of October. And on that day, she was shot at, and she actually lost two fingers on one of her hands. And she came on, it's on her left hand. Mm. And she came out of Gaza with a bandage on her hand, and she was waving that bandaged hand with the two missing fingers, showing people that she has this hand that's been obviously, that has lost two fingers. And she was waving it unashamedly and quite publicly to show that she's survived that. She had these fingers shot off. It's 15 months that has passed by. Her hand is still bandaged up. And yet she looked incredibly strong, and it was noticeable that Romy, when she came out, turned to Emily's mother and said to her, "You have no idea what your daughter has been to me over the past year and whatever period of time they were held together in captivity." There are many talking points, Howard, and you know, maybe we can just go through them bit by bit. The one thing, however, that really came out so strongly was the show of force by Hamas. And I don't know if people who watched the video footage noticed that there were so many Hamas operatives around the cars as the girls were passed from Hamas to the Red Cross in Gaza. The crowds of people, the Hamas operatives, all with their bandanas and with their weapons, all perfectly turned out. There was no sign of hunger in Gaza at that moment. There was hardly a sign that Hamas had been depleted in any way. There was an incredible show of force. And in fact, at one point, I thought it might even turn into a lynch, because there was just such aggression and such tension surrounding this whole exchange process. And I just wondered to myself, where have these people been hiding? I mean, there was a picture that showed Hamas operatives being loaded onto a van right outside one of the hospitals in Gaza. And the picture zoomed in, showing in the background the hospital and the Hamas operatives all being loaded onto the van. But if one had to have a look at those pictures from yesterday and the video footage in particular, you would not believe for a moment that Hamas have been weakened in any way. It was just such a massive, massive show of force that it kind of left a certain bitter taste in my mouth. I didn't enjoy watching that at all. It was just really crazy to see the fact that they showed such force.
I kept thinking, is this what the ceasefire now people marched for? The morons. Do they really think that, is this it? Is this who they supported in their demands for a ceasefire?
The whole ceasefire clearly, looks slightly different in light of those pictures that we saw.
Mm.
And it's interesting that in one of the newspapers I read this morning that, they need to, in the second phase of this ceasefire agreement, the idea is that Hamas will be stripped of power in Gaza. That's one of the conditions of the second phase. And I can't see how that's going to happen. I just can't imagine how that's going to happen when I saw those pictures from yesterday. That just seems to me to be inconceivable that they could potentially be stripped of power in Gaza from, this incredible show of force. Everybody with the green bandanas and the masks on their face, perfectly turned out.
But what does that tell us, Anthony? What does that tell us about the operation in the last 15 months? Does it not tell us that either these guys have, have massive bunkers that Israel hasn't yet discovered, or they're living in plain sight? Where did they come from? If never mind what the ceasefire now people are telling us, I didn't imagine that this still existed in terms of Hamas power. Oh, Anthony, are you there? Okay, we are having some issues in connecting with Anthony. We are going to keep trying, I'd love your thoughts on 061-895-1019. And taking a look at some of your messages, we lost this war. No more amount of fighting would have changed that. So, lots and lots of messages in this regard. The haters already are saying that the girls look so well. What does that mean? And, of course, that is the issue. That is part of the fact that we're going to be told this. We are going to be told this over and over again that, well, the girls look well. If the girls look well, then maybe Hamas aren't so bad. And that is most definitely a problem. But as I said, we have unfortunately lost our connection to Anthony. We are going to try and get him back. It is 7:55.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.